In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Chapter 42 of Isaiah. The scripture says, "Here is my servant whom I uphold." Who is the servant of the Lord in this case? It's Jesus. It's Jesus, my chosen, and whom my soul delights. He, from all eternity, was the Son of God. He is the chosen one to bring forgiveness of sin into the world. "I have put my spirit upon him." That's Jesus. The Holy Spirit was put upon him. We see that in the baptism, when the Spirit of God comes and alights on the head, above the head of Jesus. We see that when he talks to the synagogue in the fourth chapter of Luke, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Is the Spirit of the Lord upon you? On me? I have received the baptism of the Spirit. How I know that is so important in ministry. You say, "I don't know about this baptism in the Spirit." Well, start Googling it, because it's very important, especially if you have a ministry. Especially if you have a ministry. I want to pray for someone who was made, who got in an ambulance today, and that he is found to be healthy in Jesus' name. Healthy, healthy, healthy by the blood of the Lamb. "I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations." Justice means salvation to the nations. That's the Gentiles. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was listening to a Jewish rabbi, and he says, "We are waiting for justice to be given to the Gentiles." And I said, "It already has. It already has. Jesus brought justice to the Syrophoenician woman. Paul brings justice to the Gentiles. He just is blind to it." I want to say, open our eyes that we may see. "He will not cry or lift up his voice." The Lord gave me that passage because I was at the Planned Parenthood, and I was raising my voice, so I decided I'm not going to go anymore because I cannot just sit there, and the Lord does not want me to raise my voice or make it heard in the streets. Listen to this. "A bruised reed he will not break." Are you bruised today emotionally? He will not break you. "And a dimly burning wick he will not quench." A wick that seems to be going out, he will not quench, but he will breathe on it so that it'll catch a fire. "He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice upon the earth." I tell you, justice is what has been given us. We are just in the sight of God through the blood of Jesus. Yes, he will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth. "And the coastlands, the Gentiles, wait for his teaching." Oh, yes, the Gentiles wait for the teaching of Jesus. The great teaching is on the cross, where he bears our wounds and carried our infirmities and bears our sins on the cross. Chapter 42, verse 5. "Thus says the God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, Who do you think created the heavens? Who do you think created the earth? I just think about this earth right now, and it is so regular in the things that happen. We know that the days are getting shorter now because it's August 2nd. Oh, yes, the days are getting shorter now. And they will get very short until the 21st of December. Oh, yes, the 21st of December. I tell you, then there will be very little daylight. Who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Or shall I say, does the Holy Spirit have you? I've said so many times that people are afraid of the Holy Spirit, and yet we cannot do our ministry without the Holy Spirit. We cannot have salvation without the Holy Spirit. Our forgiveness of sins are in the Holy Spirit. That's where they are. Let's continue. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. This Jesus, he called you in righteousness, that you be right before the Father through his blood. Oh, yes. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. He's not far away from you. He has taken you and he has taken me by the hand, by the hand, by the hand, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk. I am the Lord, and I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, and to bring out prisoners from the dungeon. That's Jesus did that. But you want to know what? He calls us to do the same thing. Open the eyes of the blind, physically and spiritually. Open the ears of the deaf, physically and spiritually. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. I have given you as a covenant to the peoples, a light to the nations. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You don't feel it, but you're the light anyway if you've given your life to Jesus. You're the light of the world. Stop complaining about what you don't experience and start reading God's word, telling us that you are the light of the world. Our light is borrowed. It is borrowed from the light that Jesus is. Let's continue. A light to the nations, a light to the Gentiles. Oh, yes. To open the eyes that are blind and to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. He is the Lord who opened the sea. He is the Lord who brought them out of Egypt. He is the Lord who makes a new covenant with us in his blood. He is the Lord. Do you know that today? Do you know the Lord? That's just what people need to ask. Do you know the Lord? Not do you know about the Lord. Do you know him? Oh, yes, I know him. I know him, whether I feel it or not. I know him. He changed my life in 1968. I know him. Thanks be to God. That is the greatest grace that I've been given. That I've been given. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass. There are new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. He has given us new things. We want to look at Exodus in our minds when Moses goes up the mountain for 40 days. the people of Israel look from their tents as Moses ascends the mountain. I tell you, we don't look from our tents with God, but He gives us His Spirit, and He breathes on us, and He's closer to us than a friend, than a brother. Oh, yes, in the Old Testament, they were not wired well enough to be like Moses. But now we are wired in the Holy Spirit and the blood of the Lamb, not to be like Moses, but to be like Jesus. Oh, yes, to be like Jesus. I do new things that I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Chapter 43 of Isaiah. But now, this very second, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel. Oh, yes, you're not a mistake. He saw that you would be born. He saw that you would be made just through the blood of Jesus. He saw that. Yes, now, thus says the Lord, He created you, O Jacob. He created you, O church. Oh, yes, you say, I was brought up in a hard family. Well, let me tell you, there's another family to join. It's the family of God by giving our life to Jesus and being washed in His blood. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. What does that mean? I have bought you back. Don't fear. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. Do not fear. I've told you the story about the man in Ohio who was on the way to be operated on, and he saw in one of my talks, do not fear, and the presence of God came upon him, and he sent his son-in-law to tell me about the story. Oh, yes, how God tells you today, do not fear, Sheila. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. I've called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, not if, but when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. That's the Lord. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Hear the word of the Lord today. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. I remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fire came and did not burn them. And as a matter of fact, even their clothes did not smell like fire. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. We do not need a teacher in Jesus, though He's the greatest teacher. We need salvation, because we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We need salvation from Jesus. Why? Because we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It says in Matthew 1, you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight. Just let that touch you. You are precious in the sight of God, in the sight of Jesus. You are precious. You say, I don't feel it. I tell you, it's true. His word tells us you are precious in the sight of the Lord. and honored, and I love you. He tells you today, I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. I love you. I love you. I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I got a call a couple of days ago. He said he was being attacked by the devil. I sent him a message. Jesus lives in your heart. That's what you've got to concentrate on. And he was well. He was well. He let go of being tormented by the devil. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. That's the Gentiles. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, you've been called by the name of Jesus, Christian, a little Christ, in the power of the Spirit. You've been called by the name of Jesus Christ. Christ means anointed one. Christ means Messiah. You have been anointed as a little Christ if you've given your life to Jesus. That means you have ability to change people as you share with them about Jesus. I love the scriptures that say, she heard about Jesus. This is the thing that we need to know, that when we bring people favor, we want to talk about Jesus, that he is a healer. I was just told today that Father Matt was told that this young man, Irish man, we prayed for, I prayed for him, and heat went right through his body, and he had no cancer. Now they're going to bring us a woman who is racked with cancer, and he wants us, Father Matt and I, to pray for this woman. I tell you, God is on the move, and you can either move with him or move against him. Just by staying still, you move against. God is on the move. He wants to touch people. We are closer to God than our breath. For you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear. I am with you. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. That's the Gentiles. Everyone was called by my name, whom I created for my glory. You are called by the name of Christ. You're a Christian if you've given your life to Jesus. You are called by the name of Christ. And he created you for his glory. Oh, yes, whom I found and made. Bring forth the people who are blind yet have eyes. I tell you, people that don't know Jesus are blind and they have eyes. Let the nations gather together and let the peoples assemble. Who among you declared this and foretold to us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to justify them, and let them hear and say, it is true. Now let's look at the 10th verse of the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. You are my witnesses, says the Lord. Are you? He says you are. Are you witnessing to people? He says you're his witness. Yes, I'm speaking to you today. Because I am a witness. Jesus is Lord. Jesus changed my life. Jesus dwells in my heart. I am a witness for Jesus, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you now to give your life to Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let them bring their witnesses to justify them, and let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. You have been chosen by the living God. You're his witness. You're his servant. I'm his witness. I'm his servant. So that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. There is only one God. One God and three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. He is the only Savior. What's his name? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, says the Lord. I am God, and from henceforth I am he. There is no one who can deliver from my hand. I work, and no one can hinder it. I tell you, Jesus tells us that no one can pluck us out of the Father's hand. No one. No one. No one. Not the devil, not an angel. No one can pluck us out of the Father's hand. Why? Because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Have you heard today that God calls you precious? Have you heard today that you are a witness to Christ? Have you heard today that your name is Little Christian because you bear the Holy Spirit in your heart? Have you heard today that God has a plan for you, a plan that many people will never even find because they are all satisfied with their riches? I tell you, we need Jesus. We need Jesus so much. We need Jesus that he would give his life for us, that he did give his life for us, and that we have received grace upon grace upon grace. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word of God that created heaven and earth dwells in our hearts. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay the bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Do not fear. I have redeemed you, bought you with my blood. I have called you by name. You are mine. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.